It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's past July 4th, and festival season is in full swing. Your local NPR station here is dipping its toes into commercial radio. 88.9 Radio Milwaukee has been covering Summerfest pretty hard, even doing a feature on what it's like to be a shuttle bus driver for the fest. Music director Justin Barney joins us to talk about the festival circuit in Wisconsin. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thank you for being here. And as a matter of fact, you're actually not here today. You're in Eau Claire, joining us by phone. The Eau Claire Fest starts today. And tell us about what this fest is about.
Yeah, Eau Claire Festival starts today. I am reporting live from Eau Claire. And this is the fourth year that Eau Claire is in existence. It's the fourth year that it's going on. It started 4 years ago with Justin Vernon, who is Bon Iver, kind of Wisconsin's biggest musical export of the past 20 years.
Right.
And he has really made it his part of his mission and like his musical, you know, part of his musical being is being from Wisconsin. You know, he went up in the woods and made the album For Emma, Forever Go, 10 years ago that won a Grammy for Best New Artist, and it really broke him. And instead of moving away, he said, I want to bring everybody into my state. Mm-hmm. I want to show everybody the beauty of Wisconsin. And so 4 years ago, he started this music festival, Eau Claire Music Festival. It's wonderful every single year. And this year, up until right now, they have not released the lineup.
We were talking about that yesterday. So why is this?
I really love it, personally, because for individual shows that you're going to, for a musical show, you are going for that show. Of course, I mean, if you're going to go see Bon Iver, you're going to go pay to see Bon Iver. But for music festivals, are a different kind of thing. The thing that you're going for is the vibe. You're going for the experience of the music festival. And at Eau Claire Music Festival and Justin Vernon, they've gotten to this point where they just want you to trust them. And you know Justin Vernon's going to perform. You know Bon Iver is going to be there. And this year it has been this this musical trust fall. And they're saying, just come. It's going to be great. You're going to have a good time. And bands will be playing. Don't worry about it. Just experience it. And I love it. I think it's a great strategy. And, as of this morning, if you go on their website right now, the lineup is blanked out. And we're going to go today at noon, and we'll see who's on the stage.
We'll see who's on the stage. We are talking to Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. We are also taking your calls. What is your favorite music festival around Wisconsin? Are you planning to go to Eau Claire and see what the lineup has in store for you? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Morning. So, Justin, you're going to be heading there at noon, which is 6 hours away. Thank you for getting up early, by the way, to talk to us.
Yeah.
Do you expect that there's going to be a pretty good crowd, even though people don't really know who's playing?
Absolutely. There's been four levels of tickets released so far, and they've sold out of all the levels. So I think it'll be good. I mean, people that have performed in the past, last year, Paul Simon was there, as well as Chance the Rapper. Erykah Badu has been there. Wilco, The National. There are some leaks and some of the lineup has gotten out through, you know, just pieces here and there. And that has been part of the fun, too, is like this weird like scavenger hunt for like who is playing and this rumor mill that's going on, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
The atmosphere is fun.
I have to say, we pulled up, Michael, our engineer, has pulled up the website, and it is all blanked out. I mean, literally, somebody took a black highlighter to it, and I assume that in a few hours they will lift that highlighter. So if I'm coming up to Eau Claire to see this music festival, first of all, how long does it last?
It's 2 days. It's today and it's tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. So if I come up tomorrow, I like to eat when I go places. Where can I eat? How's the food there? What else is there to do besides listen to music?
The feel of the festival is really great. It's right on the Chippewa. It's right in the Chippewa Valley. It's on the river here in Eau Claire, and I'm telling you, the first year they did not have the food figured out. It's like they were planning for it, but they didn't quite plan enough. And they're like, wasn't enough to eat. There's big lines for everything. And this year they've really figured it out. And the whole thing is about Wisconsin and bringing things in and making it local. So there are vendors from Milwaukee. Of course, we're very close to Minneapolis right now, so some people come over. There's food from right here in the city. And, I mean, the food has gotten better every single year. It's also just a great place to hang out. It's a lot of people camp at the festival, so there's a campground. Mm. There's buses that go right to the campground. So it's got this, like, woodsy feel to it, and it's very, a lot of music festivals can be stressful. I mean, I've been to Lollapalooza. That is a stressful festival.
Oh yeah.
But Eau Claire is very laid back, and it's about enjoying the scenery. The reason to have it is that it's in Eau Claire because it's beautiful and it's right on the river. So hanging out and relaxing, eating good food, and not worrying about who is playing is part of the atmosphere.
And unlike Lollapalooza, you maybe can bring your kids and camp out and hang out at this festival.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of my friends from Milwaukee that are bringing their kids. And they're camping, and that'll be a great experience. And they're bringing them to the festival and going to enjoy it.
We are talking about festivals this summer with Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Yes, we are talking to a commercial radio person here on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you want to talk about your favorite festival, what you like to do, what you're looking forward to. Are you heading out to Eau Claire? Are you heading to Summerfest in Milwaukee? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Ellen, actually, in Sheboygan, emails us to ask, what about country music in Wisconsin? Are there any country music festivals in this state?
Oh, my God, there are plenty.
Okay.
Yes, Wisconsin loves country. The three kind of biggest country music festivals going on this summer, there is Hodag Country Festival going on in Rhinelander.
Okay.
There is Country Jam USA that happens right here in Eau Claire on the same grounds that Eau Claire is happening on. And there is Country Thunder as well, and that's happening in Twin Lakes. You see a little bit of touring schedule through these. I mean, usually if an artist is on tour, they stop. You know, there's usually flow going
right
from either like Minneapolis down through Wisconsin into Chicago or back around. So at both Country Thunder and Hodag Country Festival, Toby Keith is headlining both of those. At Hodag Country Festival, that's July 12th through the 15th in Rhinelander. Toby Keith is going to be there, Clint Black, Low Cash, Corey Swindle or Swindell. I'm not familiar with him. then Country Thunder is happening in Twin Lakes on July 19th through the 22nd. Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, Toby Keith, Dierks Bentley, others happening as well. And Country Jam USA is July 19th and 20th.
Any women performing at these country music festivals? You keep rattling off men's names.
Yeah, country music is kind of male-dominated, as is the lineup, which has been, that's really interesting that you bring that up, that's been something that's been brought up in a lot of the other music festivals around the country. I know Pitchfork has gone to a lineup that is entirely 50-50, women and men, and a lot of the other festivals are kind of getting there. Country is kind of further behind in in that, and it's very male-dominated.
That's interesting. When I was listening in the 90s, there was Leanne Rimes and a lot of women singing country music. But if you want to follow your specific person, a person that you just love listening to, you can. There's a chance that you can catch that person at one of the festivals around Wisconsin, right?
Oh, yeah. A festival is a great place to be able to catch a lot of those big acts and to be able to catch maybe a lot of the people that you really like. But as, like, we were saying with Eau Claire Festival, the kind of the thing is just being at the festival and being part of, like, of that identity and being around people that are also into the same thing.
That's the atmosphere of the festival. We are going to come back with Justin Barney in a moment. What is your favorite fest? 800-642-1234. And we'll be back in a moment. If you ain't lost your mind, yeah, I don't want easy. I want crazy. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We are talking music festivals on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. What is your favorite fest? Do you go to festivals for the music, for the vibe, as Justin was talking about, the food, the activities? Maybe you go because you like to do side hikes or you like to do camping while listening to music. Isn't it just an excuse to hang out with friends in the summer air? Are you a non-festival person? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Justin Barney, you are at the Eau Claire Festival, but you are also from Milwaukee, obviously. And Summerfest has been happening for a while now. Tell us about why Summerfest is such a big deal, and people come from all different states to see this.
Yes, they do. My buddies own a record store in Bayview called Rushmore Records, and they put up a world map in the record store. They've had people putting in their pins from around the world. They've got people from England, Hawaii this year, all around. And Summerfest is huge in Milwaukee. It's been going on for 50 years. I love Summerfest because it was started by Mayor Henry Meyer in 1968. And the idea of it is to build a music festival for the people. So on any given day, you can see, like today, Blake Shelton, country musician, is headlining. Janelle Monáe, who is an R&B singer, is playing at the same time.
She's awesome.
Michael Franti and Spearhead. There is a wide array of any kind of musical genre that you can think of. They book, and they book it for everybody in Milwaukee because they want it to be as diverse as the people in Milwaukee and from around the country come in for this. But it really started with that idea of, like, let's make a party for Milwaukee. they've done a great job. So I love it. I've been there every single year of my life.
Every single year of your life. You like your yeah. parents took you when maybe you were in utero or when you were a baby?
Yeah, I had an uncle that was in a Beatles cover band for a long time, and they would always play at like noon or 1 o'clock. When I was a little kid, and so they played for like the first 10 or 12 years of my life, and so my parents would always take us to go see my uncle play in his band, and I've gone ever since.
It's on the lakefront there, right? Talk to me about the vibe. Like, you know, Eau Claire is by the river. It's really beautiful. Summerfest is really right there on the lakefront. It is also really beautiful. Talk to me about the vibe of that.
Yeah, Summerfest has an interesting vibe because it's on the lake. The grounds that it used to be on held nuclear warheads at one point. And the area was given to the city of Milwaukee to do this festival a long time ago. And so it's a permanent area and it's long and thin. It's right on the lake. And there are a whole bunch of stages And all the infrastructure is there all year round. And so it kind of like feels a bit like the Wisconsin State Fair, because it's music, but there's also like a large component of, I mean, there's like tons of food there, and people have set up tents, so there's all this stuff going on, and it starts at noon every day. So there's plenty to do during the day, and then to see music at night too. And it's very long. I mean, Summerfest is the world's largest music festival by sheer force, because it is like 11 days. They book over 800 bands play Summerfest, and it is incredibly cheap. You can go and see any amount of bands for just $21 is the price for admission.
Wow.
So like here at Eau Claire, a day pass, or any of the country festivals, usually if you're going to a music festival, you're going to pay about $100 for the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the going rate between $75 and $100. Summerfest is $21. So it's really this festival that's for the people. It's meant to be economical. It's meant to just get people there and to get people hanging out, which is a part of why it's so successful and why people love it so much, is because it really, anybody and everybody can go, and they bill it so that everybody wants to go.
So when does it end? How many days left do we have?
When does it end? So July 8th is the last day. Arcade Fire is kind of the big headliner, but Cheap Trick is playing too. Boss Skaggs.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have this weekend if you want to go to Summerfest. We are getting lots of calls and emails. This is an interesting email here. Joseph from Eau Claire asked, how accessible are music festivals for people in wheelchairs? Specifically wondering about going to the Eau Claire Festival.
That is a very interesting question. Summerfest is one that is really, it's paved. So like the entire thing is paved. A lot of the festivals, like Eau Claire, is like kind of in an open field, and I'm not sure how totally. I don't want to.
You don't want to say just go and see, right?
Right, but it is an open field. It's not completely paved over like Summerfest is.
Okay, so Joseph, my advice to you is call the Eau Claire Festival because they have to have
absolutely.
Some sort of accommodations for wheelchairs.
Yeah.
It's just not, you might not be able to get into the open field near the stage. But good question, and I'm really glad that you emailed it in.
Yeah.
We are talking about summer festivals here on WPR. But we're talking with Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee. And we have some calls here. Barb from Bloomer. Welcome to the program, Barb.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what is your question?
Well, I just had a comment.
Okay.
I wanted to share a couple of Christian festivals that are being held, and one is brand new. It's the first year. It's called One Fest, and that's going to be held Saturday, July 28th, and Sunday, the 29th. At the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. That's just north of Eau Claire in small town Chippewa Falls.
Okay.
So they have a Facebook page. They have, you can purchase tickets online. And surprisingly, they've got a number of pretty big Christian bands and artists. 10th Avenue North is one group, and Citizen Way is another. They're local Midwest guys, and then Mandisa is fairly popular. So just seeing how this inaugural run will play out. And then the other Christian one is a month later. That one is in Winona, and it's called Faith Fest. That's the 25th of August, just a one-day event.
Okay, so Christian festivals, there are a variety of festivals in Wisconsin, and I appreciate you chipping in there, Barb. Thank you very much. Ashley from Wisconsin Rapids, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. Good morning.
Yes, your question or comment?
Oh, my comment. I was just saying that Supersound Music Festival is going to happen in a couple weeks up in High Bridge, Wisconsin.
Okay, I'm gonna cut you off for a moment. Your connection is not that great, and I missed the name of the music festival. So try that again a little more slowly, maybe.
Okay, it's Infrasound Music Festival.
Okay.
In High Bridge, Wisconsin, happening in a couple weeks. International DJs from all over the world. It's an electronic dance music festival. With a lot of art and light shows. They hang string art all over the forest, and it's off on a disc golf course, and it's very large, actually, walking to each stage. They have, like, four stages. Can be pretty difficult, especially if they have torrential downpours. So that's why they moved the festival from summer equinox to the middle of July to avoid the weather.
Gotcha. Okay, so thank you, Ashley. I should note that she said Infrasound Music Festival. Justin, are you familiar with this?
I am not familiar with it, but it sounds fun. EDM music festivals, I have heard, are a lot of fun because they're very visual and there's a lot of lights going on. It's kind of part of it. So that sounds like a good time.
Justin Barney, people in their 20s like to go to festivals. You know, they're single, they're childless, they want to have parties. We talked about Eau Claire being kind of a family-friendly festival. Are there any other family-friendly festivals?
I assume Summerfest is a very family-friendly festival that that happens in Milwaukee, and there are a number of ethnic festivals that happen after Summerfest that are all very friendly, family-friendly as well, and it's really, you know, in Milwaukee they're a lot of them, like, start at noon, so they're at a time where you can, you know, bring the kids, and before it gets, like, too late at night where, you know, stuff happens that maybe isn't as family-friendly. a lot of them are open during the day. I mean, as I said before, I've been going to Summerfest every year of my life, so that is a family-friendly one. One that's coming up in Milwaukee that I find to be friendly and is in my neighborhood is the Bayview Bash, which happens on September 15th. And there's music there, and the Bayview Bash is just about getting people in Bayview, which is my neighborhood, to hang out. So everybody gets together on Keeney Knick, and that starts at noon. And a lot of those in Milwaukee are family-friendly because they start in the middle of the day there, and it's just about being outside. And, you know, in Wisconsin, we don't get a whole lot of the summer. So when the summer happens, we want to be outside. And so a lot of these festivals, these, like, street festivals pop up, or these neighborhood festivals pop up, and they are family-friendly. You know, Wisconsin State Fair goes on every year, August 2nd through the 12th. And that's a super family-friendly one. And they have big musical headliners. They have Alice Cooper, Montgomery Gentry is playing, the Bodines. And that is, like, as family-friendly as you can be. State Fair is great.
We are talking music festivals in Wisconsin this summer with Justin Barney of 88.9 Milwaukee, 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. You can call us, and we do have calls and emails coming in, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And if you are a tweeter, we love getting tweets, WPR Mornings. Okay, so there's a few things. Jim from Oconomowoc called to say, and this is my favorite because I love bluegrass. Are there any bluegrass festivals in Wisconsin?
I am not super sure about bluegrass festivals. But there are quite a number of blues festivals in Milwaukee.
Oh, not, that's awesome, too.
Exactly the same, but I am excited for Paramount Music Festival, which is a blues festival. Are you familiar with Paramount Records?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like this legendary spot for blues music. Paramount Records was there in the 1920s, and I know that the city of Grafton has been fighting to have a festival for a long time and wanting to put it together because of the wonderful music history that is there. And last year they got it together. It looks like this year they're doing it again, August 31st through September 1st, and that's going to be a big blues festival in Grafton.
You know, I should say, Jim from Oconomowoc, we at WPR have a list of blues or bluegrass festivals that we can get you, because there are, I think, a few of them coming around the state. I want to talk about the blues festivals, jazz festivals. This is the, you know, this is the sort of like not the bop around party kind of festival, but the just kind of cool it and hang out sort of festival. Are there any jazz festivals coming up?
Oh, yeah. In Madison, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra put together concerts in the square, which isn't a festival. And Milwaukee does it, too, with Jazz in the Park every Thursday in the summer. There aren't as many festivals that are specifically for jazz, but a lot of cities like Madison and Milwaukee are put together one night a week where they have like Jazz in a Park or outdoor jazz performances.
So we are talking about festivals in Wisconsin, and we're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Joan from Appleton emailed also to talk about the Mile of Music in downtown Appleton in August. This was one of the first festivals that I found out about when I moved here. Talk to me about Mile of Music.
Mile of Music is one of the best music festivals in Wisconsin. Mile of Music, so one of the bigger music festivals in the country is South by Southwest, which happens in Austin, Texas. There's a ton of bands come down, and they play throughout the entire city. And I always think of Miles Music as like Wisconsin South by Southwest. And it's a really great way to discover new bands because there are over 200 artists that are playing Miles Music in Appleton. There are over 70 venues. So Mile Music is this great, like, scavenger hunt for music that's being played in Appleton. And Mile Music does a great job of booking local acts. So Mile Music, it's not the kind of festival like Summerfest or some of the country music festivals that are going to have, like, huge names that you've grown up with and you love. But they're going to have, you know, the kids down the street that are making music that is just as good that you've never heard of, and they're playing in a bar to 10 people, and the whole thing is free. Mile of Music is totally one of the best things that that Wisconsin puts on. Highly encouraged, go for it. It happens in Appleton August 2nd through August 5th. It's totally free, and there are over 200 artists playing in 70 venues. A great way to get to know the city of Appleton as well.
The
valley.
And it's a very accessible city. It's very easy to get around. Talk to me a little bit about how Mile of Music started. Do you know the history of this?
I am not super sure of the history. I know like a couple of people that were involved in the start of it. And I think that they wanted to put together a music festival in Appleton, and they also wanted people to get to know the city of Appleton, for people to come from around the state. It's kind of centrally located, or it's accessible enough from a bunch of the areas. And it is a great way to know the city. And I've got like a couple of my favorite places that I've gone there because of Mile of Music. And I'm like, oh, you know, Cleo's is a great spot.
Right.
And
it really does showcase the city of Appleton pretty well. We are talking about music festivals in Wisconsin with Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Why do you go to music festivals? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. We've got calls and emails coming in, and we'll get back to them in a moment. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Justin Barney is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as that city kicks off its summer music festival. Justin is the music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, And we are talking about festivals around the state. 800-642-1234 is the number to call to share your favorite festival or ask your question of Justin. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Justin, we've got a lot of people who are emailing us today, and one said that she's, he or she, I don't know, has never been to a music festival, but they want to go. What is a good festival to start with, like a training wheel festival, something that's not too overwhelming?
That is a good question, because there are a lot that are, I would say the Summerfest is a good one to start at, or if you are not super sure of what you like, because Summerfest has so much going on and it is so affordable that it's not like you are, you know, for some of the big country festivals and Eau Claire are going to be like $100 a day.
Wow.
You know, Summerfest is $20. So there's really not a whole lot to lose there. And it's also got a lot of like built-in infrastructure there. So if you are, you know, if you're not feeling one band, you can go to the next. Or if you don't want to see any bands at all, you can go on the, you can go on this, you know, the Sky Glide across the entire place, or just hang out. I think that Summerfest in Milwaukee is really one of the best places to begin with, because it's cheap and affordable, and because there are so many.
So that Sky Glide, is that going to cost me extra money if I want to do that?
That is going to cost you extra money, but it's worth every penny. I love going on that thing. There's been years, like this year, we were just talking about the weather before. There's one thing that you cannot plan on at a music festival, and that is the weather. So if it rains, and this is the fourth year at Eau Claire Music Festival, and there has been a torrential downpour at one point every single year, and even though they change the dates every year, and there's nothing that you can do about rain, you know, and it can really put a damper on an outdoor music festival. But when it is nice out, it's packed. And so Summerfest has been packed this year. And there was, I mean, it is shoulder to shoulder at, you know, 10 o'clock at night when all the big headliners are playing. And there was one time earlier this year where I was like, what am I going to do? And I got on the Sky Glider and just went over everyone from one side of the festival to the other, you know, twice as fast as I would fighting the crowd.
That sounds kind of cool. Okay, so we got Bob from East Troy. He called to tell us that the person who emailed, Jim, might want to check out the East Troy Bluegrass Festival. That's September 8th and 9th on the Village Square. This is their 25th annual fest. There are other bluegrass festivals that we will have on our website, WPR.org, and maybe even we can put it on Twitter. And also, each festival has its own identity. How do you prepare when you're going to a music festival? I mean, you know, you're going in the daytime. Sunscreen is a must. Water is a must. Can you bring your own water into most of these festivals, or do you have to buy it on the grounds?
Oh, for most of them, you can bring it in. Festivals are very good about being able to bring in water because they know that it's hot. I think every person has their kind of personal way that they prepare. For me, not big on preparing, which is why this Eau Claire Festival announced the headline is great for me, because you've got so much going on in your life that going to a festival should be relaxing. And I think you shouldn't have to prepare too much for any festival that you're going to, because the point is to relax. So, but like, definitely bring sunscreen. Bring comfortable shoes, because at any festival, you're going to be on your feet most of the time. So bring something that's comfortable to wear. Bring good shoes, bring sunscreen, and stay hydrated, I think, is the best part.
And some festivals have areas where you could sit, so maybe you want to bring a blanket so you can sit on the grass. rather than in chairs or standing all the time. We've got some emails, and only a few minutes left here. Dale from Nina called to recommend the Fox Valley Jazz Festival in Menasha over Labor Day weekend. It's held on the shore of Lake Winnebago and features local and national jazz artists, plus great food and specialty beer. That's in Menasha on Labor Day weekend. That's something that interests me a lot. Also, Matt in Madison emailed to suggest, we already did that one. Oh, no. No, the Blue Ox Festival in Eau Claire is also a bluegrass festival. So that's another bluegrass festival. So thank you to our listeners for calling in to speak up for all the bluegrass festivals, because bluegrass is really cool to listen to, and it's fun to play. We've been talking about festivals in Wisconsin. And one last word, Justin. If people are taking a tour in Wisconsin, what's the your favorite festival? Is undoubtedly the one in your hometown in Milwaukee. But what's the most surprising one that people can find?
I think the most surprising one that you can find, and the one that you're going to discover the most, is Mile of Music in Appleton. And also, it's free.
It's free.
Anything to get in, and there are literally hundreds of artists that play. It's 70 venues across the city. You'll discover a lot of music, and you will discover the great city of Appleton, Wisconsin.
We've been talking about music fests in Wisconsin, and Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee has just told us that Mile of Music is the one that we should check out. If you haven't checked it out before, I should note that all of the music you have heard this hour have been from groups playing at the Summerfest in Milwaukee. Thanks for being with us, Justin.
Thank you.
Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Some of the musicians playing at this summer's music festivals may have purchased their guitars from Dave Rogers, or at least visited his store. Here's producer Maureen McCollum.
When Dave Rogers opened his first guitar store in the early 80s, it was tiny. He sold his own guitars, and every penny he made went into buying better, more collectible ones. Now, Dave's guitar shop in La Crosse is a massive destination. Not only does he sell workhorse and collector's guitars to people around the world, Dave has a massive collection of his own. He recently gave me a tour.
This guitar I've had longer than any other guitar here. It's a 1957 Strat in Taos turquoise, and I got it in 82 or 83. That started the guitar collection, really. So we want to pick out the coolest of the cool, right?
Yeah.
These two guitars here, both 1960 Les Pauls. The Gibson Les Paul, that's the most sought-after electric solid body that there is. And they go for, upwards of $500,000 now. They only made about 1,500 of them in those 3 years, and that's what Eric Clapton played, Jimmy Page, Duane Allman. Musicians are kind of like, they want to play what their heroes played, and so, everybody wants to have an original burst. You see some famous people using some things that we've sold them and whatever, and that's very exciting for me. The very first guitar we ever sold as a business was to Cheap Trick. And it was the night before I opened my store, so it would have been the end of June in 1982, and they were playing at the La Crosse Center. I took a trunk full of guitars there. And Rick Nielsen was always a hero of mine, a guitar hero and a guitar collector. The next thing you know, I'm backstage with Rick Nielsen. He's showing me all his guitars, and again, and I was opening up the very first morning, the next morning, and he kept me out till 2 or 3 in the morning. And he ended up buying a guitar from me. I had used that money to buy a sign for my store. So
I did not know that. Hi, I'm Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. I play guitar, and I like guitar, and I like Dave. He's all right for a guitar guy. I bought a bunch from him, and I was always irritated that I couldn't buy more because he wouldn't sell a lot of them. There was one guitar that I wanted to get. I think it was a metallic green a Gibson SG that he wouldn't sell to me. So I'm still a little hurt because of that. But I never, trust me, I got my own guitars. I got plenty of stuff to play.
I think guitar players are like chatty, how do you want to put it, gossipy. You know, there's a old joke, how many guitar players does it take to change a light bulb? It takes 10, one to do it and nine to say they could have done it better. So. You know, some people, you just couldn't explain it to. You know, I mean, they just wouldn't get it. Like, if you look at this and said, well, this is $1 million, they'd be like, are you kidding me, you know? I look on all these guitars as art, you know. So, I mean, I'm hanging this on the wall as an instrument, but also as a piece of art. I mean, I'd rather look at this than any painting. To me, these truly are works of art and Americana. You know, these are things that we built back when everything was made in America, everything that we did, and we're proud of it. I just love playing, and you know, you don't really make any money, at least I don't do it. It's just a love, a passion. You know, getting together with a group of guys, your buddies, and you're playing music, and you know, you get this camaraderie going. It's a feeling like no other. You know, I still just love it.
Dave Rogers is the owner of Dave's Guitar Shop in La Crosse. He also has a store in Milwaukee and will soon open one in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
That was Maureen McCollum with Wisconsin Life. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Shawn Mendes.
I wanna let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.